Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare
सभी गाइए
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Everyone Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, sabhi bole
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Prabhupada, Jayo Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Jayo Jay Gurudev,
Jay Gurudev, Jay Gurudev, Gurudev, Gurudev,
Jayo Jay Gurudev,
Gurudev, Gurudev.
Sankirtanam ki Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagavan ki
Jai
Jagadguru Shri La Prabhupada ki
Jai
Samaveda Gauravakta Vrinda ki
Jai
Nitai Gaura Prema Jayu Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Vallabha Girivara Radha
स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जयो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदेश डिवाइन ग्रेट श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की गोलोकेर प्रेमधन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कैन यू ऑल काइंडली प्लीज कम अहेड इफ इट्स पॉसिबल देयर इज लॉट ऑफ स्पेस वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू ईट यू अप डोंट वरी डोंट गेट सो मच स्केर्ड Thank you all for being here this evening. We have a very short time on hand to cover up a very vast topic that we have. But very grateful to each and every one of you for being here this evening. My special gratitude to all the organizers, the wonderful team of devotees who have worked so hard to make this festival always a grand success. This Evolve Festival, I'm sure, is going to go global, worldwide, in terms of its celebration, in terms of its knowing to the whole world how devotees, how students from all across Pune come every month together to celebrate this event. You all had a lot of options today being Saturday. You all could have chosen different avenues, different areas to visit, but still you made it a choice to be here this evening. Credit goes to all of you for being here. In fact, especially to come for a spiritual event, mind gives a lot of excuses. All of you agree to this? Our mind gives hundreds of excuses why not not to attend this event. There was this student who went to school and Masterji asked him, aaj aapne homework nahi kiya. Student said, kya karu, ghar mein bijli hi nahi thi. मास्टर जी सेड, बिजली नहीं थी तो मोमबत्ती जला लेते. मोमबत्ती ही नहीं थी घर पे, एक मोमबत्ती नहीं थी. नहीं नहीं मास्टर जी, मोमबत्ती तो थी लेकिन वो पूजा घर में रखी थी. पूजा घर में रखी थी तो पूजा घर से ले आते. मास्टर जी क्या करूं, पूजा घर से तो ले आता लेकिन स्नान ही नहीं किया था. स्नान क्यों नहीं किया था? बोले मास्टर जी, पानी ही नहीं था. पानी नहीं था, इतने बड़े घर में पानी नहीं था. मास्टर जी, पानी तो था लेकिन मोटर नहीं चल रही थी. बोल रहे, मोटर क्यों नहीं चल रही थी? मास्टर जी कितनी बार बताऊं, बिजली ही नहीं थी. सो यू नो व्हेन यू वांट टू गिव एक्सक्यूजेस, देयर आर अनलिमिटेड रीजंस टू गिव एक्सक्यूज. And yes, you all had reasons to give excuse for not being here, but still you made it a choice for being here. Thank you all very much. The topic that today we are going to discuss, it's a very vast topic to discuss, but we'll try to summarize. I think the devotee who was anchoring, he gave you a gist of what we are going to speak. This is what the topic is all about. The topic that we are going to discuss today is sound that turned the world around. Very interesting topic to discuss. Let me begin with a short story. One teacher asked student, small group of students in the classroom, teacher asked, "Can you all tell me what are the seven wonders of the world?" And yes, many of them answered, "Yes, madam, we know all the seven wonders." Someone said Taj Mahal, someone said Great Wall of China, and so on and so forth. One girl, she stood up. She said, "Madam, I have also the answer for the seven wonders of the world." And teacher asked, "Can you tell me what are the seven wonders of the world?" This girl, she said, "Seven wonders of the world are the ability to see, ability to speak, ability to hear, ability to taste, ability to touch, ability to smile, and ability to love." Teacher was surprised with this answer, how this girl could come up with such a profound answer that these also could be the wonders in the world. Do you all agree to this fact that that we all can hear, we all can speak, we all can really taste things? But how many of us really value, just because we can see things, just because we can speak easily, just because we can hear, we take things so much for granted? Is it not? Imagine a person who is born blind. Imagine a person who has never seen a ray of sun in his life ever. For him or her, that's the end of his or her life. But just because we can see, forget about those who can see. Ask them who are wearing specs. How many of you are wearing specs here? How difficult it is to just, you know, get up in the morning and see things around without specs. Someone who has a negative numbers. It's so difficult. Life without specs for them is like they can't begin their day. Imagine someone who doesn't have eyes. How many of you here in the audience can hear what I am saying? Yes, I'm sure everyone. Anyone who is suffering from hearing loss, anyone who is using, someone here at the back, hearing loss. Can you hear what I'm saying at least? Okay. How many of you use hearing aids to hear? Yes, someone at the back here has to use hearing aids. Now, most of us can hear clearly. Do you know there are more than, in fact, the statistics say that there are 5% of world's population suffer from hearing loss. 5% देखने में सुनने में बहुत छोटा लगता है, 5%. But you know what 5% of world population is? That is equivalent of 466 million people who suffer from hearing loss. By the year 2050, 900 million people will be suffering from hearing loss. The point that we are trying to discuss today is It's so easy that we are able to speak, we are able to hear. There are people in the world who may not be able to speak also. They are born dumb, born deaf. Scripture explains that more than people who are born deaf or dumb, worst are those who can speak, who can hear, but they do not know what to speak right, what to hear right. There are so many things that are not wanted, but we see. There are so many things that we are not supposed to hear about, but still we do. At least we should have that much sense of what is right for me to hear, what is right for me to speak. Majority of the population around, they do not even know what's right, what's wrong. In fact, so can we just go through the slides quickly so that they are also in tune? This is what we discussed till now. I'm sorry, we are just going to go very quick, swiftly, because of the lack of time. Certain things that we saw, many of us able to hear. Yeah, go ahead. These are all the statistics that we saw. 1/10 of the world's population, people, or 1 by 10, 1 of every 10 people will lose the capacity to hear. How much grateful we should be that we are able to hear. Go ahead. So yes, sound in the Vedic tradition is considered as the most important principle of existence. You know, there are 5 main ingredients or the elements that makes this entire universe. This we are, our body is made up of Panch Mahabhut. Prithvi, Jala, Tej, Vayu, Akash, Earth, Water, Fire, Air, Ether. Yes? The first, scripture says, the first thing to come into existence is the ether. And all these 5 elements have 5 intrinsic qualities within them. Along with that, like the ether has an intrinsic quality. Where there is ether, there is sound. Shabda. From ether comes vayu. We see in ether there is vayu everywhere, or air. So air has its intrinsic quality of sparsha or touch. Along with that, it also carries the quality of the ether, that is shabda. So air has shabda and sparsha. From air comes agni. Shabda, sparsha, roopa. Agni has shabda also, sparsha also, and roop also, form. Vayu doesn't have a form, but agni has form. From agni comes jal. And jal has shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, or taste. And from jal comes prithvi, the finest, the grossest. So ether is subtlest, subtlest arthat sukshma. And earth is grossest. It's gross. So earth has shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. These 5 qualities. Why we are discussing this is from the subtlest, that is sound or earth or ether, comes the gross, that is earth. So sound is the beginning. Sound was there in the beginning. Scripture explains the first word, the sound that came into being was tap or tapasya. So sound was there right in the beginning of creation. And why Vedic traditions give so much importance to this sound is because the same sound which is the cause of creation can also be the cause of one's liberation. That same sound can carry us across this universal coverings. That's why Vedic tradition gives so much importance to sound. Sound can have a direct impact on our mental state, our consciousness, and our emotions. We all know this. Different sound brings about different emotions within us. Yes, you all hear this was a musical accompaniment along with the kirtan that we did. No? It brings out a different emotion within us. Yes. You know, in Germany, there was a personality called Adolf Hitler. Have you heard his name? I'm sure everyone has. You know, Adolf Hitler, during his ruling, killed millions of Jewish, someone who is coming from a Jewish background. This personality, had a different style of killing. There is a place in Germany called Dachau. This is a very interesting phenomenon that was observed. You know, one way of killing or mass killing was his concentration camps, where he would get people in bulk, in masses, and throw them in gas chambers. Ek bar usme dal diya, within no seconds, they are all lost. They are all gone. After being thrown in that gas chamber. That was one way of killing. Another way of killing was, लोगों को वो तड़पा तड़पा के मारता था. दिस इज वन वे ऑफ किलिंग. विद इन सेकेंड्स यू आर गॉन. यहां पे द अनादर वे हाउ ही वुड किल, ही वुड मेक पीपल लाई डाउन, सॉरी, एंड ही वुड विड्रॉ ब्लड ड्रॉप बाय ड्रॉप. खून का एक एक बूंद निकाल निकाल कर तड़पा तड़पा के मारता था. बट हियर व्हेन ही अप्लाइड दिस टेक्निक, ही सॉ एन इंटरेस्टिंग फिनोमेना. टू पीपल वर लाइंग डाउन. वन पर्सन वॉज टोल्ड दैट वी आर गोइंग टू विदड्रॉ ब्लड फ्रॉम योर बॉडी ड्रॉप बाय ड्रॉप, एंड दैट्स हाउ वी आर गोइंग टू किल यू. They just told, but they did not start that knob, or they did not start the withdrawing procedure. On the other hand, to the other guy who was lying down, they did not even tell him that we are going to withdraw blood from your body drop by drop, but they just started the knob and started withdrawing the blood. You got the difference? एक को बोला कि हम तड़पा तड़पा के मारेंगे, लेकिन वो चालू ही नहीं किया प्रोसेस. दूसरे को बोला ही नहीं, लेकिन दे स्टार्टेड द विड्रॉल प्रोसेस ऑफ विड्रॉइंग द ब्लड. एंड टू देयर सरप्राइज, जिसका विड्रॉइंग चालू भी नहीं किया था, बट जस्ट बिकॉज ही वॉज टोल्ड, दैट पर्सन डाइड बिफोर होम. Before someone whose blood was already started, had already started being withdrawing, but he was not even told. You got the difference? Are you all with me? Trying to understand, trying to grasp, trying to hear. What made person die before even his blood was being withdrawn? The sound. Usko khali dhamki diya gaya. Usko khali bola gaya. That sound created such a negative impact on his body, on his mental state. That sound instilled fear within that person. And as a result, that person died before or early death. So sound can have a very strong damaging effect, or it could have a very strong healing effect based on who is speaking, how it is spoken, with what intensity it is spoken. That's why scriptures give so much importance on this sound vibration. So sound can bring out the best or worst within us. Anyone here who has been insulted anytime? Anyone someone who has spoken harshly to us? Yes, many of us, all of us. And we keep speaking harsh to others also, by the way. Yes? So when we speak harsh to others, what type of emotions are generated within? When we speak some encouraging words to others, what type of emotions are generated within others or within us when someone appreciates us? Yes, you know, there was this man who came in the evening after long day's work, very hungry, very tired, told his wife, aaj kya banaya ji aapne ghar pe? Wife said, aapke liye aloo ke parathe banaye. Aloo ke parathe sunke muh mein pani aa gaya, bhook to lagi thi. Table pe baitha, dekha aloo ke parathe the hi nahi, उल्टा केवल प्लेन पराठे थे. तो बोला, वाइफ को बोला, अरे तुमने तो कहा था कि आलू के पराठे बनाए, इसमें आलू तो है ही नहीं, केवल पराठा है. पत्नी बोली, चुपचाप खाओ. बोली, चुपचाप खाओ. कश्मीरी पुलाव में कश्मीर दिखता है कि आलू के पराठे में आलू दिखेगा आपको? बेचारे की भूख वहीं पर मर गई. Husband, wife, fighting. And then after a big verbal fight, they were going out. Sham ko, they had a gathering, they had a social event to attend. Husband went, opened the car, and now wife also has to accompany. Wife also sat next to him. They were not speaking to each other. Husband is driving. Suddenly, wo सुबह का जो गुस्सा था अभी भी अंदर ही भरा पड़ा था. सडनली हस्बैंड सॉ फ्यू डोंकीज पासिंग बाय एंड हस्बैंड सेड, कैन यू सी ऑल योर रिलेटिव्स आर पासिंग बाय. अभी पत्नी भी थोड़ी कुछ चुप बैठेगी. शी सेड, यस दे आर ऑल माय रिलेटिव्स. She is my mother-in-law. She is my brother-in-law. He is my brother-in-law. And what can I say? जाने तो अभी ज्यादा कुछ नहीं बोलना है आपको. हस्बैंड समझ गया. नतीजा क्या निकला? साउंड, what we emit, what we speak, has an impact, a positive or negative. That's why it is said, stones can break bones, but tongue can break hearts. You know, Buddha, Lord Buddha said, tongue is like a sharp knife. It can kill someone without even withdrawing a drop of blood. The sound that's generated from our tongue, within our vocal cords, they can shape, they can make someone's faith, they can break someone's faith. That's why Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita tells to Arjuna, Arjuna, agar aapko koi bhi prakar ki tapasya karni hai na, to sabse badi tapasya kya hogi aapke liye? Vani ki tapasya. Try to control. Controlling your tongue doesn't mean you stop speaking. Just as controlling your driving doesn't mean that you stop driving. What is control driving? Control driving means you can go at the speed of 120 kilometers per hour also, but at the same time you know when to apply brake at the right time. Yes? That's control driving. Similarly, Lord Krishna is telling to Arjuna, you have to have a controlled speech. With this speech, you can win the world. You can turn the world around, O Arjuna. Anudvegam karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat svadhyayabhyasanam chaiva vangmayat tapa uchyate. Anudvegam karam vakyam, my dear Arjuna, speak those words which are unagitating. Speak those words which will bring out the best within you, within others. And this is what spirituality is all about. It brings out the best within us. We all have the good side and the bad side. No one can say that I am all good. Koi aasman se tapka hua nahi hai yahan pe. No one can say that I am all bad. We all have good, we all have bad. But how to bring out the best, how to bring out the good at all the times? Sound can do that. Without any other therapy. We don't need any medication. Sound is one of the powerful means to heal. People have started recognizing this fact in recent past. But the fact is, our scriptures, thousands of years ago, Lord Krishna is telling to Arjuna 5,000 years back, my dear Arjuna, you can win the world with this one element, that is sound. Anudvegam karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat. Speak those words which are truth and which are non-agitating and pleasing. Swadhyay. Arjuna, you should recite mantras or you should do swadhyay or abhyas. Abhyas of what? Abhyas of your skills that you have it and abhyas of the scriptures. When you recite again and again the mantras, those mantras have the power to instill positivity within you, O Arjuna. Ye shayad ek prakar ki tapasya hogi hamare liye. Tapasya arthat kya? Jo hamare man ko pasand nahi hai, phir bhi hum karte hai. We voluntarily take up those things that we don't like to do. When we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we may not like to chant, but we still do it as tapasya, because that tapasya is for our betterment. Just go ahead. So yes, sound is invisible. Just like air is invisible, sound is invisible, but it can go to the deepest core and cause best of the healings or worst of the damage. Go ahead. How many of you like to hear yourself being glorified? If I start speaking about each and every one of you for half an hour, of course we don't have time today, but how many of us feel very much elated? कि हमारे कान खड़े हो जाते हैं, है कि नहीं? When someone speaks about us, actually speaking, this is the slide that we were discussing about Adolf Hitler, his concentration camps in Dachau. Just go ahead. Go ahead. अरे किसी के घर को उजाड़ के बसे तो क्या बसे, किसी के दिल को तोड़कर हंसे तो क्या हंसे. आई होप यू अंडरस्टैंड द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस. आई डोंट हैव टू गो इनटू इट. यस, किसी के दिल को तोड़कर हंसे तो क्या हंसे. हाउ मेनी मूवीज कम आउट वेयर देयर आर हार्ट ब्रेक्स. How many movie songs, they create different types of emotion within us. You know, one boy, he wanted to impress a girl, his girlfriend basically. So this boy, he said, no, with my eloquent language, I'll try to impress her. He said, chalte chalte ruk jata hu main. चलते चलते रुक जाता हूं मैं, सोते सोते उठ जाता हूं मैं, खाते खाते खो जाता हूं मैं, क्या यही प्यार है. द गर्लफ्रेंड सेड, अरे वेड़िया, हा फक्त अशक्तपणाचा लक्षण आहेत. सो sometimes we think with our wordings we can impress upon people. Ushtranam cha vivaheshu geetam gayanti gardabha parasparam prashanshanti aho rupam aho dhvani. You know, with sound, one time all the animals were invited for a marriage ceremony of a camel. And all the animals, they gathered together, even a donkey was invited. Donkey went. Donkey said, I don't have any gift to give to camel. What can I give? So donkey started glorifying camel's beauty. Ushtranam cha vivaheshu geetam gayanti. The donkey started glorifying, singing songs, praising the camel. Camel said, अरे आज तक मेरी इतने मेरे सौंदर्य को किसी ने इतना स्तुति नहीं किया, ये कौन है यार. Everyone started looking at the donkey. ये कौन है? Camel में इतना सौंदर्य हमने तो नहीं देखा. लेकिन donkey was kept glorifying. And camel got so elated, his false ego got elated. Keep glorifying. So what did camel say to donkey? Camel started glorifying the sound that was emitting from donkey's mouth. Aho rupam aho dhvani. Oh, you keep glorifying your sound. Your sound sounds so sweet. So you know, when two people, they have some selfish interest to achieve, they keep glorifying each other. That's a flattery, by the way. It's not an appreciation. It's flattery which comes not from the heart but more from the head. But even that sound vibration can even impact false ego, which is the finest, subtlest. So sound vibration can have an impact not at the bodily level, not at the mental level, but even at the subtlest or the level of ego. That's the point we are trying to draw. And if such mundane sound vibration can have impact on our body, our mind, our consciousness, our emotion, what to speak of spiritual sound vibration? How much impact how much positivity it will generate within us when we come in touch with the spiritual sound vibration. Now someone may ask, how can you say that this sound is spiritual? Agony. Anyone can claim whatever I am saying is spiritual. The mantras that I am reciting is spiritual. By the way, this world runs with nothing but mantras. Every company has a mantra with which they advertise their product. Is it not? Nike has a mantra. What is the mantra? Just do it. It's a mantra. That one word, just do it, it's creating an impact. Slowly but surely. Coca-Cola will have its mantra. Every different company will have its mantra to advertise its product. But they are not spiritual. What makes a sound spiritual? Can you just go ahead quickly? Yeah, of course we had wonderful pastimes to share how genuine appreciation creates positivity. Okay, let me tell you this. Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, was one time in Delhi and they were invited for a big feast at a donor's house. And all American disciples, they went for a feast and to their surprise, they found out that the food that they were being served, that food had onion garlic. Now, generally the Hare Krishnas, they try to avoid onion garlic as far as possible. And this devotee started looking at each other. There was a big feast. Abhi saamne 56 bhog to rakha hai, lekin yaar khana bhi hai, bhook bhi lagi, lekin khaye kaise? Aur wo bhi khaye kaise? Prabhupada ji baju mein baithe hai. So they told Prabhupada, Swamiji, the host, they have prepared such a wonderful feast, but it has onion garlic. Prabhupada said, eat it. They got the license. Prabhupada said, eat it. You cannot tell the host right now, you cannot tell that lady that you have prepared food with onion garlic. It's your mistake. You should have told her at the first place that we all don't eat onion garlic. So better prepare food which is free from onion garlic. Now that she has prepared with so much hard work, with so much love and devotion, you all eat it. I am saying. And then all ate it. And then after the feast was over, Prabhupada personally went up to that lady and glorified her efforts, her genuine efforts in trying to please all the devotees. Prabhupada's appreciation touched this lady's heart so much. Prabhupada was in Delhi and for next 7 days, Prabhupada was to have a big pandal program. This lady sponsored the entire 7 days pandal program. Imagine that time devotees would have gone and told her. Prabhupada knew that this person has made something from the heart. That's appreciation. That's not flattery. Appreciation will bring out the best within us. Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, was about to be sentenced to jail. And he went to Prabhupada very morose, saying that, I don't know, will I be able to come out of the jail ever? Prabhupada said, you are going to jail? Krishna was born in jail. What is the wrong? What is wrong in that? No, Swamiji, before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was into drug peddling. Prabhupada said, drug peddling? I was also into drugs. I was also into pharmaceutical company. So don't worry. We both share the same boat. Krishna will help you. When Shyam Sundar Prabhu heard those words of appreciation, Shyam Sundar Prabhu got so much inspired that he went, it's a long story, he went to the jail. Within few days he was out by Krishna's arrangement, and moment he was out, he joined full time Prabhupada's movement called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada, he knew what to speak when, that art, it's an art. हमारे बस में चले तो हम कभी भी किसी को कुछ भी बोल दे, but if we learn this art of speaking, of uttering the right sound vibration, it will be for our good. Go ahead. So we were discussing this very important point. How do we know that the sound is spiritual or not? What makes a sound spiritual? Its connection with the source and sustenance. Its connection with the source of spirituality, that is God. It is the connection with the sustenance of all spirituality, that is God. That's what makes the sound spiritual. And three more criterias, know it by heart. The first, that sound which creates a sustainable stability within us. We are all unstable. Our mind is quite flickering. Our mind is quite restless. That sound vibration which has the power to create a sustainable stability. That sound vibration which has the power to create serenity. Serenity arthat calmness. It calms us down. That sound vibration which calms us down, which calms our restless mind. And the third, that sound vibration which creates an upsurge of spiritual energy within us. We are instilled with an energy which is beyond our just physical strength. That sound vibration should be considered as spiritual without doubt. Sustainable stability, serenity, and third, upsurge of spiritual energy. It fills up with spiritual energy within us. That determines the presence of transcendental sound that we ever chant. So sound can be recognized as spiritual or material based on these criteria. The simple, of course, you're running short of time, just have 5 minutes to go ahead. Now, the point that we are coming to is, how is the mantra that we chant is different from an ordinary sound vibration? How is the holy name that we chant is far more different from the mundane sound vibration that we chant? Go ahead. So basically, material sound agitates our mind. Spiritual sound pacifies. Material sound vibrates, aggravates and perpetrates amnesia. You know what amnesia means? Amnesia means loss of memory. Our true identity as the spiritual soul is forgotten more and more when we come in contact with the spiritual sound, material sound. But when we come in contact with the spiritual sound revives that memory back. Who am I? What is my connection with the All Supreme Being? And material sound entangles us further and further. Spiritual sound liberates us. That's why the Brahma Sutras or Vedanta Sutras come up with this aphorism called Anavritti Shabdat. There's a famous aphorism, Anavritti Shabdat. How we can uncover the layers of ignorance by coming in contact with Shabda Brahma or the pure sound vibration of the holy name. Like this, there are various scriptures or tradition which actually glorifies the sound, the potency of God in the sound vibration. Go ahead. So basically this sonic, it's called sonic spirituality. What we chant, what we do, kirtan, is nothing but sonic spirituality. What is sonic spirituality? The way we approach the spiritual level of reality with the help of transcendental sound vibration. And that has a positive impact on our life in the world that we are living. So speech may be considered as silver, silence is considered as gold. But when we chant, when we speak something that's spiritual, that is diamond. And then to culminate, to end, go ahead. So basically, holy name that we chant is different from ordinary sound because God Himself is manifesting. Go ahead. So basically, God Himself is manifesting in that sound vibration. Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Nama Chintamani's Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha. Punya Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. We can also understand that how holy name is non-material from experience and from our own intelligence. A simple example to give is a child who is being trained by his mother. Mother tells the child, whatever you see on the ground, just pick it up. If it's a paper, just pick it up and throw it in the dustbin. Just tear it apart and throw it in a dustbin. Child picks up a paper, throw it in a dustbin. One day, child's father, while going to office, he drops a 2000 rupee note on the ground. Child sees that 2000 rupee note and he is about to tear it apart, and the mother sees, beta, stop, what are you doing? आपने तो बताया था उसको फाड़ो और फेंको. नो, फाड़ो और फेंको तो ठीक है, बट ये जो नोट है वो कोई साधारण नोट नहीं है. ये नोट से, 2000 की नोट से आपके हाथ में 2000 लॉलीपॉप आएंगे. बच्चे ने जैसा ही सुना 2000 लॉलीपॉप, जेब में रख दी वो नोट. नेचुरली Because the child also understood, ये कोई नोट साधारण नोट नहीं है. Similarly, a 2000 rupee note and an ordinary paper may appear to be same, but there is a difference. That 2000 rupee note will give us wonderful products, not the ordinary paper that we see. Similarly, the joy and peace and happiness that we experience by coming in contact with the spiritual sound vibration. So spiritual sound vibration offers us joy, peace and happiness, which is far more beyond than any other sound vibration. But just like a child, we are also child on the path of spirituality. We think, oh, this is just a combination of letters. But when we get in front of us those lollipops, when we get in front of us first-hand experience of bliss, first-hand experience of joy, first-hand experience of mental peace, that's when we realize, hey, this is different. This is not ordinary. This is something far out. So that's why holy name is actually far out, because it's not an ordinary, mundane sound vibration. Go ahead. So just to culminate, so much can be spoken. Just go ahead. Go ahead. So these are the three straightforward benefits of chanting transcendental sound vibration in the form of holy names. The first and foremost, the immediate effect that person experiences is peace. We experience a purification of our heart, and the ultimate, the third, is pleasure that we all are seeking eternally. Go ahead. So holy name is not only different from the sound vibration, holy name is not only different from ordinary sound, but it can make a severe difference in our own life. How holy name, how this chanting of the transcendental sound vibration can help us uplift our consciousness, by which we can actually overcome the lower pleasures which we all get succumbed to so very easily, so very fast. We all have the lower side. We all have our own shortcomings, our limitations. Holy name can help us uplift our consciousness, by which we can overcome the lower self-destructive behavioral patterns that we all have. When we all fall to anger, when we all fall to lust, when we all fall prey to envy, by chanting the holy names, holy name uplifts us. It can make a big difference in our life. And that's what the world around has experienced, this great relief, great satisfaction by chanting the holy names constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Our His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, he gives a beautiful acronym to the word sound. The first S to that sound stands for, go ahead. I'm just omitting all this because we are running short of time. Of course, this is the classic example of how sound created all difference in the life of someone who was severely affected at the mental level. Someone who was actually in a depressed state. Someone who takes antidepressant. Antidepressant is a long-term therapy. You don't get results quickly. Here is a classic example of Lord Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita acted as an uplifter. The sound vibration coming from the mouth of Lord Krishna acted as a powerful uplifter. Arjuna had few moments in his hand. It was a do or die situation for him. And Lord Krishna uses the sound therapy in the form of powerful mantras, the sutras. And that sound therapy helped Arjuna come out of his depression. And there are unlimited examples in the scriptures. You know, this small child, Dhruva, was being severely insulted by the harsh sound vibration emanating from his stepmother. But that same Dhruva, he was healed when he took shelter of the sound vibration Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He was not only relieved, but he became more peaceful and composed and calm. There are unlimited examples to discuss from the scriptures, but we'll just come to this acronym sound. This S of the sound stands for satisfying. We may chant, just do it, just do it, just do it. Can you chant 108 times? again and again, no, you will get bored. But you chant the same Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, 108 times into 16 times every single day. But still, you will not get bored. In fact, more you chant, more satisfaction you derive. That's the S of sound, satisfying. O of the sound is omnipotent. The most interesting part, biggest of the nuclear weapons can destroy every nook and corner of this world. But these nuclear weapons cannot destroy the layers and layers of ignorance that we as a soul are being covered by. It's only the holy name which has the power to destroy or uncover these layers of ignorance, which even the greatest of the nuclear weapons cannot do. It is omnipotent. The power is Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti. Universal. Yes, why universal? Holy name has attracted the hearts of millions of people across the globe. It has crossed, or it has transcended the sectarian boundaries of language, nationality, religion, and so forth. That's why holy name can have an impact at the universal level. And how holy name is non-material, it is spiritual. Go ahead. S-O-U-N-D. D is direct. By coming in contact with the holy name that we chant every day, we are coming in contact with the Lord directly. Lord Krishna is present, is the holy name, in fact. So, what we are gathered here for, satsang is nothing but exchange of transcendental sound vibration. And this sound vibration, when we take back home and we apply it in our life, will create revolution within our life, within people around, within the world that we live in. This is the great gift that Prabhupada has given to the whole world. The gift of the holy name, the gift of the transcendental sound vibration he carried all across the globe. And three things guaranteed. Yasyam vai shrunamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shokamoha payapaha. Anyone in the assembly who is free from shok, moh and bhay, no one, we all get afflicted by lamentation, we all get afflicted by illusion, we all get afflicted by fear. Holy name offers relief to these three things. Yasyam vai shrunamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe. One who hears constantly about the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhaya apaha. One will get freed from lamentation, illusion and fear. Lamentation of the past, illusion of the present, and fear of the future. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has gifted the whole world, given a chance to all of us to experience this therapy, power of sound vibration. And this sound vibration will create, or has a hope to give to the whole world for sure. All that we need to do is take it by heart, experience for our own self, and share it with others. I wish to thank all of you for your kind patience and hearing. I am sorry for going overboard in terms of time, in terms of my realizations. I am also trying to experience the power of the sound vibration, but I just shared whatever I've heard, and I thought, no, it will help all of us to become better. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So it was very enlivening to attend such a charismatic presentation and world-class session. So we have our own holy and mantra way of thanking our speaker. So which is, you know, we raise our hand up and we three times loudly chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So let us all with deep heart and, you know, gratitude thanks Prabhuji by loudly chanting three times Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So I'll just explain the next flow. So we'll have a short dancing kirtan, then after that we have one device promo, and then we can move ahead for the prasadam. So Hari Bol.
So can we all request to kindly participate in chanting and dancing, so that we all can also get the glimpse of what this holy name is there to offer all of us. So can we all stand, make groups, can we all make groups, rounds, and we all chant together? Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Everyone, please chant from your heart.
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, oh, Hare Rama, Hare.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Bolo bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Deetai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Jai Gaur Hari Bol
Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaur Hari Bol
Subhadra Maya ki
Jai ho, jai ho, jai ho
Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai
Savior of the whole world Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai
Kaliyuga Pavan Shri Harinama Sankirtan Golokera Premadana Shri Harinam Sankirtana Ki Nita
Krishna. See, we would like to heartily thank His Grace Purushottam Prabhu and Baldev Maheshwari Guru and all the team members of this for coming all the way from Bombay to help us drown in the Sankirtan. Shri Harinam Sankirtanam Ki. Let us chant three loud Hari Bols for the team for giving us this ecstatic Sankirtan. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Arriba! Hare Krishna. Tomorrow we have more to come from the team. Tomorrow we have Sankirtan in the temple hall before the deities. So please come and bring more friends of yours. It's starting at 4:30 and it will go on till the night. Only kirtans. So you can dance, sing and become absorbed in the holy names with the ecstatic team, which is so absorbed in the Sankirtan festival. Hare Krishna. So we have a announcement. Just wait a minute.
There are a few announcements. All of you can just sit down for a while. Just for 2 minutes. Yeah. Hare Krishna. All of you can settle down just for 2 minutes. We have few announcements. Yeah, so we'll be playing a video about Discover Yourself course, which is an international course, a certified 6-session course which we conduct for the youths, and maybe after the video I can speak, we can just play the video.
Discoveries like gravity, electromagnetism, and relativity have changed the course of world history. But a discovery of far more importance for you than all these is yet to be done. Indeed, that discovery which can change the course of your life beckons to you right now. It is the opportunity to discover yourself. Discover the deepest and greatest secrets of life in this exciting 6-session journey. Session 1. Can a scientist believe in God? Science, as it has probed farther into space and deeper into the atom, has found marvels of intricacy and delicacy at every level. No wonder then that the greatest scientists throughout history, Galileo,